What took you so long? I was starting to think you might not be home. But I mean, your car is here, so... Huh? What do you mean, who am I? Shh, silly. It's me, Emmy. What? You're exaggerating. I don't look that different. Besides, you've seen me in a dress before. Hey, are you gonna let me in? It's cold as fuck. It's cold out here. So look at what I got. Ta-da! I made brownies. And I managed not to burn them. See? Huh? What do you mean, why? Isn't it obvious? To cheer you up. I just thought... I don't know. Maybe they would help or something. Hey, come on. It's me. You don't have to act like you're okay. I know you're not. Whoa. Hey, easy. I'll drop the brownies. Sorry, you caught me off guard. Here, just let me, put these down in the kitchen. Then I'll be ready. Huh? What? No, you didn't almost knock me over just now. Don't be stupid. Silly. I didn't lose my balance. This isn't the first time I've worn heels. Huh? Oh, don't worry, I can carry them myself. There we go. Now, come here. Shh, there. It's okay. I'm here. I've got you. I knew you'd be taking it rough, but man, I'm glad I came. I can't believe she dumped you. How did I know? Your mom told my mom, she told me, and made me promise not to let you know I knew. Yeah, I'm glad I broke my promise too. You're more important. Hey, why don't you, try a brownie? I worked really hard to do this salted caramel thing on top. I really think you'll... What? What's wrong? Oh, that. Yeah. I'm wearing a bit of makeup. Just some foundation and concealer. And little mascara. Some lip gloss. Look, why are you being all weird about my makeup, man? What? No. Psh. Don't be silly. I've worn makeup before. Well, it's not my fault if you've never seen me in makeup before. It's not like we spend every second together. Anymore. Hey, come on. Brownies. See? Not bad, huh? Only took me 2 tries to get the salted caramel topping thing right. So, listen, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, but can you tell me what exactly happened? What made her end things? Wait. What? She said she didn't have time for a relationship? Well... That's one hell of a thing to say, 6 months in. What, was spending one evening a week with you too much of a drain on her schedule? Were those 12 hours a month really gonna keep her from that promotion? Oh, of course, she bailed half the time anyway. Why am I not surprised she couldn't even clear that low bar? I guess spending some time with her boyfriend was just too much to ask. No, don't defend her. I know I'm not as good at math as you are, but if you were together for 6 months and only saw her every other week, That means you only saw her, like, 13 times. That's not a relationship. That's a temp job. I saw you more while you were dating her than she did. Oh, yeah? I bet she noticed. Didn't have time to drag her self... to drag herself over to see you. But plenty of time to notice you were hanging out with... What was it she called me again? Little Miss Fudge? Fudge? I can't remember. Oh, yeah. Little Miss Goth Girl. Honestly, I'm not even goth. AC/DC isn't goth. What a dumb bit... dummy. What a big dummy. Honestly, maybe it's for the best. You deserve someone who doesn't consider spending time with you an obligation. You deserve someone who wants to spend every moment they can with you. Like me. Yep, that's what best friends are for. Hey, is it okay if I get a glass of water? My throat's a little dry. Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, milk would go great with the brownies. Here, let me get us some glasses. Absolutely not. I came here to take care of you, so you're not lifting a finger. But no, sir. Here we go. Hey, what's wrong? What do you mean I'm being strangely nice to you? I'm always nice to you, aren't I? Oh, yeah. I guess I am normally kind of hard on you after your breakups. I'm sorry. It wasn't fair of me to blame you for getting hurt just because I thought the girls you were dating were bad for you. I just got so frustrated that you were... that these girls... I knew they would... that you'd get... No, I can't do this. I can't lie to you about this. I wasn't hard on you for not seeing the signs that you get hurt because I wanted you to learn from it. Or because I knew those girls would hurt you. Because, well, I didn't. I mean, I did want you to learn not to date girls like that, but... it wasn't because I wanted you to find someone better. It was because I was jealous. Jealous of what? Jealous of what? I don't... How can you... Come on, man. I show up to comfort you wearing high heels and a dress after I spent all day making special homemade brownies to cheer you up. What am I jealous of? I'm jealous that you were dating them and not me. I'm jealous that they got to hold your hand and fall asleep in your arms. I'm jealous they were the ones who got to have your fingers running through their hair. Jealous that they got to press their lips against yours while mine were just here. Fuck it. Do you understand now, dummy? Are you okay? You look like I just punched you in the face. No, that's fair. I did kind of surprise you there. Huh? Yeah, I'm wearing perfume too. Oh, you like it? Thank you. That's good. I hoped you would. It's lemon something. I figured you like it because you like lemon stuff and... You really like my dress? Yeah, I picked it out because I thought you'd like it. I thought about getting lipstick to match, but it was too expensive. Huh? What? No, no, hey, don't worry. I didn't spend that much on all of this. I mean, I spent a little. Why? Oh, well, I sort of wanted to look more girly and feminine, 'cause, you know... Come on, man, you have a type, and it's pretty girl. I just thought that maybe if I was a pretty girl tonight, I'd have a better chance with you. Was I right? You can't lie to me. I know you too well. That's the same face you made when you were oogling Allison Ackerman at prom. Ooh, pretty girl. So tell me, do you think I'm pretty now? I was always pretty? Well, that's sweet of you to say, but I think you're avoiding the question. It's okay, you know, if you like seeing me like this. That was the whole point. To look nice. For you. For you and only you. But you still haven't answered my question. Do you think I'm pretty now? See? Was that so hard? Hey, what are you, Oh, wow. I didn't know you could pick me. Huh? You don't think you can make it to the bedroom? Couch. Oh gosh. This is really happening. I Oh yes. Yes, right there. On my neck. How are you so good at this? Well, those bitches were really fucking stupid to dump a boy who could do this. What? What are you laughing at? Oh, you like it when I swear? Well, come here. I've got one for you. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. Much better. Now, let's get this shirt off you. Oh, hey. This is the one I got you for Christmas. Aw. I'm tempted to leave this on. Nah. If I let you see me with my top off, it's only fair I get to see you out of yours, right? Good boy. Oh, wow. You're beautiful. How could anyone treat you like they did? They didn't deserve you. I don't know that I do either. But I'm gonna try. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna try. Right now. Okay, I'm gonna take my dress off. And because I'm not wearing pants, that means, that'll be it. You'll see me in my underwear. For the first time since we were little. Some things have changed since then. But I promise, it's still me. No, I don't still have the scar from when I fell off the jungle gym. Shut up! Shut up and help me. Hi. Don't just stare at me. Say something. Please. My underwear. Do you like it? I knew I couldn't just go all girly with the dress and wear boxers, so I got the bra and panties too. Lingerie? Really? I just asked the lady at the store for something my boyfriend would like and... Oh. So, do you like it? Good. You're the only one I'd wear pink underwear for, so if you didn't like it, I'd just return it. Now having been established that you like it, off goes the bra. Well, you're not laughing, so that's a good sign. I mean, you've seen me in a bathing suit, so you already know how big my tits were. But I don't think you've seen them naked before. And where's that hand of yours going? No, don't pull back. It's okay. You can feel them if you want. Here, let me help. Give me your hand. I don't think I can do it. There, see? Now just... Yes, just like that. Okay, mister. You'll get to play with them later, I promise. For now, let's get these pants off you. Oh, wow. That's... Fuck. That's your cock. Okay. Here we go. How's that feel? Do you want me to go faster? Yeah, okay, I'll just... Oh. I guess I don't need to ask if that feels good. Alright, let me see. I think next I... Oh, that's not... Hang on. That's not so bad. I was worried it would taste weird, but you actually taste kind of nice. Yeah? Feels nice? Am I doing a good job? I'm glad. This is my first time doing anything like this, so I was worried it might not feel good. Which, brings me to what comes next. I just want you to know, you're the only one I would do this for. Shit. Right. Breathing. Forgot about breathing. No. I'm okay. Just let me catch my breath. How was that? That felt nice? Yeah? Good. Hmm? No. I know I don't have to suck your cock. And I suppose, I have made my, opinion on blowjobs and men who feel entitled to them perfectly clear. But I mean, it's like I said, for you and only you. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Come up for air and this is actually kind of nice, but only because it's you. Okay, I think it's time. As much as I am enjoying sucking you off, I think you're ready for me to, fuck the shit out of you now, yeah? Glad we agree. Now, let me just... Alright. Phew. Now, take the panties off and... Shit, I soaked these through. Definitely can't return them now. But I mean, that's not a problem. You like him, right? Yeah. So, I guess they're worth keeping around. But speaking of things that are soaking wet... Unless I'm mistaken, this is the first time you've seen this, yeah? Do you wanna, Ah, fuck, yes. Yeah, baby. That's all you. Are you ready for what comes next? Well, here we go. Oh my gosh. You feel so big. This doesn't make sense. I have toys bigger than So why do you feel so much better? Huh. Shit. I can feel you filling me up. Fuck. Feels amazing. Oh, you feel amazing. During sex, right? Dirty talking shit. Well, I can't help it that I'm not very good at it. Oh, fuck. This feels so good. Oh. How am I supposed to talk kinky and shit when I can barely... Yes. Fuck. Don't start thrusting up into me. Like... That while I'm in the middle of yes fuck fuck you're such a shit I can't say dickhead right now, can I? Not while I'm riding you. Shit. Stop grinning, shithead. I'm the one making you feel good. Fuck yes. But I didn't think I'd get this far and... fuck! I think I'm gonna come first. I'm sorry, baby. I can't help it. You just feel too good. You're gonna come too? Okay. Yes. Yes. Let's come together, okay? Come inside me. Fill me up with your... with your... Fuck, that was amazing. I can... can still feel your cock throbbing. Feeling your cum shooting up into me. Like warm little fireworks going off inside me. Pew pew. Fuck you, asshole. I don't care how slutty it sounds. It makes me happy. No, no. Don't pull out just yet. I like the way it feels. The way you feel inside me. Stay in just a bit longer. Please. I'll get better at this, I promise. Sex, I mean. As much as I appreciate that, I think amazing is a bit of a stretch. I want to get good enough to make you come over and over again till your toes curl, you're gasping for breath, and you can't stop smiling. Just like I'm gonna learn how to walk in heels for date night. Of course I'm gonna dress like this again, silly. What? You thought once I secured the girlfriend spot, you'd never get to see me all dolled up again? Fat fucking chance. I'm not gonna be dresses, heels, and panties all the time. But knowing it drives you crazy? Knowing it makes you happy? Why wouldn't I do that for you? For you and only you. Tomorrow, I'm gonna figure out our schedules. I'm not gonna be like her. None of this once every other week bullshit. I'll come over 4 times a week. And weekends. And on every holiday, I can get away from my family. Huh? What do you mean there's an easier way? Move in with you? Yes! Yes, yes, a million times yes. I'm gonna pamper and adore the shit out of you every day. You wonderful, gorgeous, beautiful motherfucker. Every single day. Don't tell my mom.